Joshua chapter 6 verse 26. Our topic is ignorance. Ignorance. Yes, Joshua chapter 6 verse 26. And Joshua adjourned them at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man before the Lord that rised up and builded this city, Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 16. Then verse 34. Let's take that. "In these days did El the Bethlehemites build Jericho. He laid the foundation thereof in Abiram, his firstborn, and set up the gate thereof in his youngest son, Shegub, according to the words of the Lord, which he spoke by Joshua, son of Nun." Let's go to the last verse. We have, before we go into the teaching proper, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hallelujah. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for the presence of ignorance, because they have rejected knowledge. They have embraced ignorance." Let's abide with that A and B. Ignorance is lack of knowledge or information. Ignorance is deformity. Ignorance is darkness. Ignorance is blotness. There is a saying that if education is expensive, why not try ignorance? It is at the end of all that if you cost both side by side, it is then you will discover that you have spent more on ignorance. That is when you will discover that ignorance is more, much more expensive than education. Ignorance is insensitivity. Ignorance is death. Actually, that's the highest price a man pay for his ignorance. But before death come, there will be a series of shames and disappointments is expected. A man that tries to justify his ignorance is a calamity. His calamity is looming every single time. It is because of this that this happened. I was not carried along, so I have to drop. Every time, trying to justify ignorance, calamity is looming on your behalf. Nobody cares about your ignorance. You should do that. You are the one that should care about your ignorance. We are all busy entity trying to balance our spirit and flesh. So nobody cares about your ignorance. Ignorance can also be said to be a disease and is an instrument of Lucifer. Lucifer is always happy, always delighted when a man is ignorant in the spirit, in the flesh. That is one of his areas of comparative advantage. Lucifer will count more scores in that regard when a man is ignorant of his inheritance in Christ. When a man is ignorant of what he should have freely. Because if not well managed, one day your spirit will leave your body and Lucifer will rejoice. Through your ignorance, and Lucifer will say, "One down. Who next?" But that will not be your portion. That is why this teaching is sent to you. Stop giving excuses for your failure. Have you asked yourself, why am I constantly failing? You need knowledge to outcast your present ignorance. Many Christians will blame Christ at the end of age, and Jesus will reply that your ignorance was responsible for what you are blaming me for. That you are ignorant and you knew you are. Start thanking God. The grace of God just spoke on your behalf. Many people are full of themselves. They don't accept mistake, correction, advices. Such ignorance is dining with them. That is why Jesus saw this in the spirit. And even before he came, Adam was a case study. Samson also was a case study. So Jesus voiced it out. So God voiced it out through Hosea 4 verse 6. That enough of this complaint. Enough of this suffering on my people's part. Seek knowledge. Jesus is still saying it today. Seek knowledge. Don't be comfortable in your ignorance. You, for example, dreaming to be a doctor, you need knowledge of being a doctor. So also, devil is at the advantage of your life. You need knowledge to win and be at the advantage over devil. What happened in this life to in the life of Abraham to Jacob concerning their choice wife barrenness? They were all ignorant that it was a yoke that needed to be broken. Abraham wife barren, Isaac wife barren, Jacob the most choice wife barren. The most choice of their wife were barren. Abraham went in with the servant of his wife. And she conceived. Why? That their choice to wife in journey of destiny with them are always barren. They were ignorant of this, and they were comfortable in this ignorance. Until Jacob stood one day and brought light in that regard. And that day, his name changed. Things concerning his lineage and generation changed. It was ignorance that cut short the destiny of Samson. He was ignorant. He did not know something, that a man of God don't play with fire. A man of oil don't play with fire. Except it is the fire of the Holy Ghost. A man of oil don't do that. Joseph had understanding. He was never ignorant. He knew what he saw in the spirit. Knowledge saved him from Potiphar's wife. Don't be deceived. Lucifer has increased the level of ignorance among mortals. He has increased knowledge-draining devices. So every endeavors of yours in spirit or flesh, make inquiry. What happened? Why is this so? What had been done before? The man that the curse of Elijah landed on was a man of good heart. For his country. His good heart never saved him. Good will he might have done before God did not save him from losing his children. Ignorance of the father ended the lives of those children that have purpose, assignment to fulfill on the earth. Bear in mind that the area, the junction whereby your ignorance is being activated, also matters a lot. This man, his ignorance was activated at the realm of a total destroyer. The Bible mentioned that first and the last born. When the first one happened, the firstborn, he was still ignorant. No question was asked. Until they started dying, until the last one. What type of a man is this? Peter also was ignorant early in his ministry that you don't behold God and situation simultaneously. You choose which camp you belong. It was Jesus that was minding his business. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 28, where Peter saw him and said, at the other side of the real sea, Oga, if you are the one, bid me to walk on the sea to your side. So, he never knew that you don't look God and your situation and your problem at the same time. You faced one, and the one you face overshadowed the others until help is sent from above. But his bitter ignorance of this was about to cost him his life. But Jesus was available to help his ignorance. You don't lift challenges above God. Jesus was there to help his ignorance. So, there's a place in the Bible where Jesus said unto the same Peter, that Peter, Peter, Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for thee that your faith faileth not. If peradventure when you are being converted, please help me to strengthen your brethren. Peter was ignorant of this. But Jesus' knowledge was above this. So he saw it and he brought knowledge unto Peter. Knowing this, being ignorant, is not a sin at all to be ignorant. We have been such in the past, and we might also find ourselves. But staying put can make you sin. Staying put in ignorance, I said, is death. You ask questions. You seek knowledge. Read books when it is necessary. As a student, stood, prepare before your exams come. Go for lectures. King Belshazzar, in the book of Daniel chapter 5, ordered that golden vessels, cups, that they brought from Jerusalem be brought before him to marry with what his father Nebuchadnezzar never did, being even the one that captured those items. He said they should vessels that has been sanctified, ordained to be God own. This man, this king, bring them, let us marry with it. Belshazzar never learned anything from his fathering. When the father encountered God, he ran from the forest, being in animal template. When the father came back, was he not aware that a God did this to his father? Was he not told? From that little art of his, using dedicated vessels of God to drink wine, that ignorance took away his kingdom and his life that same day, that same night. The list is unending. I believe the spirit of ignorance has started deserting you now. And will continue to do so in Jesus' name. Part time and season, seek for knowledge to outgrow your ignorances. Be it in the spirit or in the flesh. And always remember to update your knowledge. That was the one that killed Jerusalem, that made Jesus to wept over that city. Their knowledge in God they refuse updating it. Yes, what they were standing on for refusing Christ when he came was actually the knowledge of God, was actually God's template. But they refuse to update what God is saying. Yeah, Jesus, God, might have told you something yesterday. Perfectly, you heard. But what is he saying presently? What is he saying presently? So, Jerusalem heard what God said in the past. And they stood by it. But their ignorance, they never heard what God was saying in that present time. So Jesus came for them. They never updated their knowledge in God. And this caused Jesus to wept over the city. I want to believe that you've heard the voice of your Savior. And I believe that God is going to send help on our way. I want you to remain blessed and stay put with God in this journey. In Jesus' name.